Fayetteville Wolves play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Coosa Valley MRI, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Oh, welcome in to the Wolves Den here on the campus of Fayetteville High School as we are ready to tip off the girls' game against Autauga Academy, the Generals, all the way from Prattville, Alabama. Coach Al Barnett on a brief hiatus out of town this week. So Jordan Cannell gets the nod as the head man for the Lady Wolves this evening, and looking forward to an exciting area matchup. And don't forget, following this broadcast, we'll have the boys game, and we'll have starting lineups and all that, but first, I'm going to get some particulars out of the way, and we're going to thank some sponsors and get my roster set up, and we'll be ready to tip off. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Wolves Den here on the campus of Fayetteville High School. We're about 4.5 minutes away from tip-off. as the Lady Wolves of Fayetteville gets ready to take on the Lady Wolves of Autauga Academy in an area game. This is also the first day back for students here at Fayetteville. I don't know when Autauga Academy went back, but today was the first day back for these Lady Wolves and also the Varsity Boys Wolves, and we'll see them here after this one. They played last night against Walter Welver. Do not know the final of that one, but I will have it, you know, sometime before we get ready to tip off the girls' game. The referees discussing amongst themselves, laying some particulars down. And the starting five for the Wolves is probably going to be your traditional starting five, Katie Brasher, Anna Kate Blair, and Kennedy Manus. And don't know who the fifth player will be. It's kind of a revolving door. So we'll get that here shortly. The B team boys finishing up here about 5-10 minutes ago. A big win over the B team Generals. And Blake Bagley will join me shortly. He should be on his way now. We'll be ready to tip this thing off here in just a few minutes. So we'll take another quick break before we get ready to tip this thing off. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Vansant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Vansant Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Are you looking for a financial institution that treats you like a partner? At Sycamore Federal Credit Union, you're more than a member. You're a shareholder. Enjoy better rates, personalized service, and a range of financial products, including auto loans, mortgages, and business loans. Whether you're purchasing a home, refinancing, or investing in your business, Sycamore is here to help you achieve your financial goals. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega, or apply online today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Welcome back to Fayetteville High School as the Lady Wolves get ready to take on the Autauga Academy Generals, coming up here all the way from Prattville in an area matchup. The Lady Wolves breaking it down on the sideline, getting ready to head out. Addie Stanley, Katie Brasher, Layla Morgan, Charlotte Kelly, and Anna Kate Blair, the starting five for the Lady Wolves. And Alma D'Amata, Mary Moss, Devin Flackenberg, DJ Lynn Flackenberg, and Catherine Smith, the starting five, the only five for the Lady Generals. Here's the tip-off, controlled by Stanley. Here's the pass to Blair, and we're going to score early as Blair lays it in. Flackenberg brings it up over to D'Amata. Here's a two-point attempt from D'Amata, and it's in. So 2-2 the score as Blair brings it up the court. She'll swing it over to Kelly. Kelly looking for somebody open. Has got Blair on the wing. Over to Morgan. Nobody home. Over to Blair. Puts up a three. It's long. Rebound by Brasher. She'll put it up, and that'll be two. A good ball movement early for the Lady Wolves. Here's the pass to Moss. Trying to find somebody open. Being trapped. Over to Flackenberg. Over to Moss, who puts up a three. It'll be rebounded by Kelly, who loses a grip on the ball, but gains it, and it's stolen by Flackenberg. The Wolves will retain on the steal. Here's the pass to Brasher, who misses the easy layup, and she'll put it back. It'll be off the mark. So DJ Lynn Flackenberg brings it up the court. Over to Moss, back to Flackenberg. Up to Flackenberg, stolen by Kelly. She'll bring it up the court on a fast break. Here it is, and give her two.
Hey, Katie, squeeze in on her. Squeeze in, Katie.
So Flackenberg brings it up the court, gives it off to, I'm assuming that's her sister, over to Alma D'Amata. To Moss, who puts up another three. Off the mark. Rebound, Generals. Flackenberg, and she is fouled by Kelly. So Flackenberg inbounds it. Over to Moss. But picked off by Blair. She'll bring it up the court. Here's the layup. It looked like it was all ball, but the referee will call it a foul. And it's going to be on DJ Lynn Flackenberg. So Blair to the line for two. Misses the first. Puts up the second, off the mark. Rebound Flackenberg over to Moss. She'll bring it up the court. Over to DJ Lynn Flackenberg. Over to her sister, stolen by Kelly. She'll bring it up the court with a layup. And it's in. Stolen by Kelly off the inbound. Easy layup. Missed off the mark. DJ Lynn Flackenberg brings it up the court. Stolen by Addie Stanley. And it's going to be a ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolves.
Hey, run out.
Here's the inbound to Blair. Over to Morgan. Back to Blair. They're going to say she walked. It'll be general ball. So Devin Flackenberg brings it up the court for the Generals. Over to Moss, who was a miscommunication and stolen by Kelly. She'll come up with a layup, and it's in. So 4:40 to go, 10-2, Lady Wolves lead. As Flackenberg brings it up the court. Stolen by Blair, and Flackenberg kicks it, and that'll draw the whistle.
Patient.
Here's the inbound to Blair, who passes it to Kelly. Over to Stanley, puts up the layup off the mark. Rebound Brasher off the mark. It'll be general basketball.
22.
This is D'Amata. Gives it back to Flackenberg. And that's going to be a backcourt. So here's the inbound to Blair. And she'll set up the play over to Stanley. Back to Blair. Over to Morgan. Three ball off the mark from Stanley as the duo of Kennedys get ready to check in. That was off the mark by Flackenberg, and she is fouled by Katie Brasher. So Manus and Morris checks in for the Wolves for Brasher and Morgan. Here's the inbound to Flackenberg from the other Flackenberg, a three ball off the mark, rebound Manus. And the Wolves will bring it up the court. Charlotte Kelly. She'll shoot the mid-range, and this off the mark, rebounded by Flackenberg. And ball knocked out of bounds off the hands of Kelly. It'll be general basketball.
Sweet middle.
Over to DeMotta. Over to Moss, who dribbles, tries to find somebody open. Over to Flackenberg, puts up a three, and it's off the mark, and it'll be Fayetteville basketball. So here's the inbound to Blair, and she'll bring it up the court. Over to Kelly. Over to Blair, who gives it to Manus, puts up the layup, and it's off the mark. Here's the pass to Charlotte. Off the mark, rebounded Moss. And the Generals will bring it up the court. Over to Flackenberg. Over to Moss. Back to Flackenberg. She'll give it to DeMotta, who puts up a shot, rebounded by Manus. It'll be a rebound. No, it'll be a travel on Addie Stanley. So Flackenberg ready to inbound this to Flackenberg, who puts up a three off the mark. It'll be Fayetteville basketball. Henley McGinnis will check in for Addie Stanley. Here's the inbound to Blair. She'll bring it up the court. Here's the pass to Kelly. She'll put it up, and it's in. So 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. 10-2. Fayetteville leads, and no, 12-2 now. And a full timeout called by the Otago Academy coach. So I'll take a quick 30, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
At Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics, children always come first. From birth through adolescence, their team provides compassionate, comprehensive care for families in Sylacauga, Chelsea, and Valleyvale. They understand how busy life can be, which is why they work hard to make visits convenient and stress-free. Whether it's a routine checkup or a concern that needs quick attention, parents can count on experienced, caring professionals who treat every child like their own. Call today and make Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics your child's medical home.
Welcome back to Fayetteville High School. 12-2, the Lady Wolves lead the Lady Generals of Otago Academy. It'll be general basketball with 1:57 to go in the first quarter. So the Generals only have five players dressed out tonight, so no substitutions. As the inbound to Catherine Smith will give it back to Flackenberg, and she'll bring it up the court, being trapped by Anna Kate Blair. And it'll be rebound. So Henley McGinnis blocks the shot. And it'll stay with the Generals. So McGinnis showing her defensive prowess. Shot off the mark by Smith. Morris with the rebound, and Blair will get the ball, and she'll bring it up the court. And she'll give it to Manus, who puts it up and give her two. So 4 points now for Manus, 14-2. Lady Wolves lead, minute 20 to go in the first quarter. And the Generals need to get it across the quarter. They're going to lose that 10-second time as Moss gets the basketball. Tries to find somebody over to Flackenberg, and she'll put up a three. It'll be off the mark. Rebounded Manus, and she'll dump it off to Morris. And Flackenberg with the shot. And the Generals looking for their first point since the first possession. Flackenberg puts it up off the mark. She'll put it back up, and she'll miss. And there is a foul. And it'll be Devin Flackenberg charged with that foul. So Blair brings it up the court. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. 14-2, Fayetteville leads. Here's the pass to Blair. She'll put up a long two, and it's off the mark. And it'll be rebounded by Morris over to Kelly. Kelly will drive it in the paint. She'll put it up, and she's fouled, and she'll get two at the line. And DJ Lynn Flackenberg, the guilty party on that foul. She'll sink the first. And in comes Alina Batesel, and, well, Molly Crathler is going to check in, but she's going to check in for Kelly as Anna Kate Blair will check out. And Kelly will check out after the next dead ball because she missed the second free throw. As Flackenberg brings it up the court. Off the mark. Got Batesel. Over to Morris. Over to Kelly. Fakes it two. She'll put it up, and she'll give it get two. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. So 17-2. Lady Wolves lead. The Autauga Academy Generals will take a quick break. And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Oh, yeah. 17-2. The Lady Wolves lead the Autauga Academy Generals. Morris, Manus, Chrysler, Batesel, and McGinnis, the five on the floor for the Lady Wolves. Damata, Moss, Flackenberg. Flackenberg and Smith, the five on the floor for the Lady Generals. So they'll bring it up the court, does the Lady Generals. Once again, hadn't scored since their first possession. Over to Moss. Back to Flackenberg. She'll put up a shot, and it'll be off the mark. Rebounded by Smith. Picked off by Batesel. She'll bring it up the court. And she'll put up a two, and it's blocked. It'll be general basketball. Hey, So here's the inbound from Flackenberg to Flackenberg. And they'll bring it up the floor. Flackenberg. DJ Lynn Flackenberg looking for somebody open. Couldn't find somebody, but she'll drive it up the court. And she is fouled. And we'll give you the guilty party here in a second. And it'll be Molly Chrysler with her first foul of the contest. Here's the inbound to Moss. She'll put up a three off the mark. As McGinnis brings it up the court. Over to Morris, over to Manus, who will give it to McGinnis, and she'll fight her way for a hard two. And that's a 3-second violation. General basketball. So Flackenberg will bring it up the court, and there is a timeout called by Autauga Academy, and it's a 30-second timeout. Out of the timeout, the same five will remain on the floor for the Lady Generals and the Lady Wolves. So Flackenberg brings it up the court. Over to Moss, back to Flackenberg. And, just dribbling the ball around, trying to kill some of this clock. Over to Moss, back to Flackenberg. McGinnis will bring it up the court, off the steal. Miscommunication there. As Destiny Collins will check in for Kennedy Manus. Here's the inbound. And they're going to call a jump ball. And it will go to the Lady Wolves. As McGinnis brings it up the court. And she'll drive it in the lane. She'll put up two off the mark. Rebound. Collins, jump ball will go to the Lady Generals. Or no, they're going to call a foul on McGinnis. Stanley, that was on you. And here's the pass over to Smith. She'll put up two. Off the mark. Rebound McGinnis. She'll bring it up the floor. McGinnis will put up two, and it's off the mark. Rebound Moss, and she loses a handle on it. And now there'll be a jump ball, I'm assuming. No, they're going to let them scrum for it.
Molly, save it. Come back. There you go, good.
And scrum for the basketball. And we'll go to Pebble Way. Over to Collins. Over to Batesel. Over to McGinnis. Over to Chrysler, who puts it up, and she'll get two. So 4.5 minutes to go in the first half, 19-2. Lady Wolves lead the Lady Generals. to Flackenberg. Over to Moss. Back to Flackenberg. To Moss. She'll put up two, and it's off the mark. So McGinnis will bring it up the floor. And she'll give it off to Collins. Over to Manus. Over to Chrysler. Stolen by Flackenberg. And she'll bring it up the floor. And it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Generals. Briley Payton will check in for Lena Batesel. There's the inbound. So Flackenberg brings it up over to Moss. Over to Flackenberg. Should have been a double dribble there, but it wasn't called. As Flackenberg loses control of it, and it'll be Fayetteville basketball. So here's the inbound to McGinnis, and she'll bring it up the floor. A mass substitution for the Lady Wolves. And it'll be out of bounds.
Y'all run it right here. Run it.
So those five will check out. So Stanley, Brasher, Kelly, Bullard, and Blair will all check in for the Lady Wolves. And here's the inbound two. Blair puts up a three, finds the bottom of the net. So a 20-point lead now for the Lady Wolves as Flackenberg brings it up the floor. Over to Flackenberg. Stolen by Bullard, and she'll bring it up the floor. Bullard puts it up off the mark. Rebound, Brasher. Over to Kelly. Picked off by Moss, and it's out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Generals. So here is the inbound to Flackenberg. Here's the pass to Moss. Couldn't keep a handle on it. And, picked off by Bullard once again. Over to Blair, and she'll bring it up the floor. Over to Kelly. Thought about a three. Pulls it back. She'll go for a long two. It's off the mark. Over to Bullard, over to Blair, to Stanley. She'll bring it towards the goal. And she is fouled.
Run it again.
And that is DJ Lynn Flackenberg with the foul. Here's the inbound to Bullard. Long two off the mark. Rebound Generals. They'll bring it up the floor. Over to Moss. Over to Flackenberg. Picked off by Kelly. And she'll bring it up the floor. So Kelly with two. The Generals bring it up. 140 to go. 24-2. The Lady Wolves lead. And a definite miscommunication on the pass there. And it'll be Fayetteville basketball.
Got it.
And Blair will bring it up the floor. Over to Stanley. To Bullard. Wide open three. Off the mark. Rebound Blair. She'll put it up for two. Off the mark. Rebound Moss. Over to Flackenberg. He'll bring it up the floor. It should have been an up down. Over to Moss, puts up a three. Air balls it, rebound Bullard. Over to Blair, 1 minute to go. The pass to Stanley, she couldn't keep a handle on it. It'll go to the Generals. As Flackenberg brings it up the floor. 45 seconds to go. Here is a long two from Alma D'Amata, and she'll go to the line for two. And she was fouled by Katie Bullard. So D'Amata misses the first. Puts the second one up, and it's off the mark. Rebound Stanley. Picked off by Flackenberg, and she'll put it up, and there he is. 2-4, the Lady Generals. Their first point since their first possession in the game, and Blair will bring it up. 25 seconds to go. Picked off by Flackenberg. And there is a foul on Charlotte Kelly. That foul occurred on the floor, so the Generals will inbound it over to Moss. Over to Flackenberg. Thought about a shot, didn't take it. And it's stolen by Addie Stanley. She'll bring it up the court, 10 seconds to go. Here's the pass to Blair. She'll put it up off the mark. Rebound Brasher. She'll put it in for two. That'll bring us to the end of the first half. So 26-4. The Lady Wolves are up at the half, and we'll come back after a break and we'll try to decipher this first half. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need two bedrooms or four, two baths or three, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
When the temperature drops, don't bundle up inside. Heat your home the smart way with an American Standard system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Trusted for performance and built to last, American Standard delivers comfort that goes the distance. Call the local pros who know how to keep you cozy all winter long. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to Fayetteville High School as we're at halftime of the Lady Wolves versus the Lady Generals. 26-4, the score for this one. And it's been one-sided, but you got to think that you're outmatched with only five players. You can't sub because you don't have anybody on the bench if you're the Generals, and Fayetteville subbing away. And this Fayetteville Wolves, Lady Wolves defense, you know, they practice defense a lot throughout the week, and it shows in most games. This one right here is really showing this, the capabilities, I would say, of this Fayetteville defense. And Charlotte Kelly is the leading scorer for the Lady Wolves. I don't have a copy of the book yet. I'll get the scores, the leading scorers here in a second. As for about 3.5 minutes left in this halftime break. And the boys follow this one. We will get the score, the leading scores for you for the Lady Generals. Alma D'Amata has two, and Devin Flackenberg, if I'm not mistaken, has the other two. The leading scorer for Fayetteville is Charlotte Kelly. She has 13 points. Katie Brasher has 6. Anna Kate Blair has 5. Kennedy Manus has more, I thought. But right now it's showing she has none. And that is the scoring breakdown. And we'll get ready to start this second half here in about 2.5 minutes. So I'll take another quick break and we'll get ready to go for the second half. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ben Donahue with Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga. If you're dealing with pain, stiffness, or recovering from surgery, we're here to help. My team at Donahue Physical Therapy takes time to get to know you, understand your goals, and create a plan that works specifically for you. You won't feel like just another number. We care about your recovery. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Wolves Den. 26-4, the halftime score. The Lady Wolves lead the Lady Generals. And we're getting ready to inbound this thing to start the second half of play. As the same 5-4, the Lady Generals, D'Amata Moss, the sisters Flackenberg, and Catherine Smith. Stanley, Kelly, Brasher, Morgan, and Blair, the five on the floor for the Lady Wolves. And here's the inbound to start the second half. And Moss gets the pass from Flackenberg, and Stanley will knock it out of bounds. Here's the inbound. It's D'Amata.
Good, look up,
look up. Ill-timed pass. And Blair, off the steal, will travel, and it'll be general basketball. So Flackenberg brings it up the court. Over to Flackenberg, over to D'Amata. Nothing going on a shot attempt, blocked by Morgan. Kelly with the steal. She has 13. Looking for more. She'll put up the layup off the mark. Flackenberg with the rebound, and it'll be out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Generals. So here's the inbound to Flackenberg. She'll bring it up the court. Directing traffic over to Flackenberg, and she'll get the ball back. And there is a ball knocked out of bounds off of Stanley. So to stay with the Generals. The inbound to Moss. Over to Flackenberg. It'll be knocked out of bounds by Stanley again. And it'll be retained by the Generals. Here's the inbound to Moss, who knocks it back to Flackenberg. Over to D'Amata. Flackenberg with the shot attempt, and she is fouled by Layla Morgan. So Devin Flackenberg to the line for two. And she will get the first. Here's the second attempt, and she will find the bottom of the net. So 20-point lead still for the Lady Wolves, 26-6 the score, and Blair will bring it up the floor. Over to Stanley. Into Morgan. She'll try to put it up for two off the mark. Rebound by Moss. And the Generals will bring it up the floor. So Flackenberg gives the ball to the sister. Should have been a foul called on player, but referee holds the whistle, and there is a foul. And it'll be on Charlotte Kelly. That'll be her third.
Charlotte!
Here's the inbound. Shot attempt off the mark by Damata. Morgan with the rebound to Stanley. She'll bring it up the floor. She'll get two.
Let's go. Play defense.
The Generals bring it up the court. Down by 22. 5:30 to go. Third quarter. Her pocket is picked by Blair, who will bring it up, and she'll put it in for two. And a mass substitution once again for the Lady Wolves. As Flackenberg brings it up the court. Over to Moss, back to Flackenberg. And she'll lose it. It'll stay with the General. So McGinnis, Chrysler, Morris, Manus, and Briley McDonald will check in. So here's the inbound to Moss. Tries to find somebody open to Flackenberg. She'll miss it. Rebound. Chrysler. She'll give the ball to Kennedy Morris. Over to Henley McGinnis. Over to Morris. Over to Manus, who puts up a long two off the mark. Rebound Chrysler. But she'll put it in for two. So Flackenberg brings it up the court.
Light up a bit, Riley.
4:20 to go, third quarter. Stolen by McGinnis. And she'll put it up. And it's off the mark. Rebound, Briley McDonald. And it's in for two. Timeout by the Generals. It'll be a 30-second timeout. So 34-6 now, the score. Exactly 4 minutes to go, third period. The Lady Wolves are cruising. And we'll see who the five are that the Lady Wolves will send out on the other half of the timeout. Jordan Cannell giving the last few instructions before he sends his five out. It'll be the same five. So 4 minutes to go, 34-6. The Lady Wolves lead in this area contest. The Generals get ready to inbound this one in. And here is Flackenberg, who will bring it up the court. Over to her sister, over to Moss. Over to Delmata.
Good, Henley.
And it'll be picked off by Henley McGinnis. She'll bring it up the floor. One-on-one, it's going to be a charge on Henley McGinnis. So Flackenberg inbounds it. 34-6, Lady Wolves lead. D'Amata puts it up and she'll get two. Try to cut into that lead a little bit as McGinnis brings it up the floor for the Lady Wolves. Here's the pass to Manus. Over to Briley. Over to McGinnis. She'll put it up off the mark. Rebound, Manus. She'll put it up. Stolen by Flackenberg. And here's the pass to Flackenberg. And she'll bobble it on the way up to the net, and it'll be Wolves basketball. 2:56 to go, third period. Here's the inbound to McGinnis. And she'll bring it up the floor. To Morris. Just about stolen by Moss. Over to McGinnis. To Briley. She'll put up a three. And it's in. They're going to say it's a long two. As the Lady Generals bring it up the floor. And it will be Wolves basketball as Flackenberg watched helplessly as the ball did cross midcourt. It is either going to be an out of bounds or a backcourt violation. So here's the inbound to McGinnis. Here's the pass to Morris. Over to Manus. To McGinnis. And another round of substitutions on deck for the Lady Wolves. Here's the pass to McGinnis. She'll put it up. Rebound Flackenberg. And they're going to say she did cross the line. As Bullard, Batesel, Payton, and Collins will check in for Manus, Morris, Chrysler, and McGinnis. 1:42 to go, third period. Here's the pass to Payton. Should have took a three there. And here's the pass to Collins. Over to Buller. Puts up a three. It's going to be short. It's going to be general basketball. No, it's going to stay with Fayetteville as Moss tried to save it, but it went out of bounds off of her hand. Collins will inbound it to Bullard. Over to Payton, who was pass was blocked by D'Amata, but she knocked it out of bounds. So Collins ready to inbound this one. Picked off by Moss, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay Fayetteville basketball. Collins inbounds it to Bullard. Thought about a shot over to Payton. She is packed down on her shot attempt. Rebound Batesel. Over to Collins. She'll put it up for two. Off the mark. Rebound Bullard. Shot attempt. It's going to be a jump ball, and it'll stay with the Lady Wolves. 58 seconds to go. 36-8. Here's the inbound to Bullard. Over to McDonald. She'll put it up. Off the mark. Back to McDonald. She'll put it up. Rebound, Moss, and she'll bring it up the floor. Fast break. She'll back out of it. Trying to find somebody. And it's going to be a jump ball, and it'll be Lady General basketball. So 35 seconds to go, third period.
Stay in the middle, Lena. Stay in the middle.
Picked off by the Lady Wolves as Katie Bullard brings it up the floor. Picked off by Flackenberg. And the Generals will bring it up the court, and she is fouled by Katie Bullard. So 20 seconds to go, 36-8. As Bullard charged with the foul there. Here's the inbound to Moss. Puts up a three. Tipped by Peyton, who gets the rebound, and Bullard will bring it up the court. And she'll get two. The Generals look to run this out. 3-2-1 half court attempt by Flackenberg off the mark. So 38-8, the Lady Wolves lead the Lady Generals. We'll step aside and we'll join you back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
When it comes to your health, you deserve the very best. At Coosa Valley MRI in Sylacauga, we combine the latest MRI technology with a caring, compassionate staff that puts you first. Our patients love the comfortable setting, fast appointments, and accurate results their doctors can count on. With convenient hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're here when you need us. Coosa Valley MRI, where comfort, clarity, and care come together.
Start of the fourth quarter, 38-8. Lady Wolves lead the Lady Generals of Autauga Academy. So we get ready to inbound this one. Possession arrow to the Wolves as Bullard will bring it up the court. Over to Peyton. Over to Collins. Back to Bullard. To McDonald. She'll put up a long two off the mark. Rebound Batesel. But it'll bounce off the shin of Moss. So it'll be Fayetteville basketball as Collins will get ready to inbound this one. Here's the inbound to Bullard, and she'll connect with two. As the Generals bring it up the court. Flackenberg picked off by Collins. And she'll put up, blocked by Flackenberg, looking for some help. And there's Peyton. It'll be picked off. Well, no. Batesel with it. She'll put up a shot. Misses. She'll walk. And it'll be General basketball. So Blair, Stanley, Kelly, Morgan, and Brasher will check in for a fresh five for the Lady Wolves. Here's the inbound to Flackenberg. She'll bring it up the court. Over to Flackenberg. She'll put up. Now this off the mark. Here's the pass to Morgan. She'll put it up. Off the mark. Rebound Stanley. Loses it. Rebound Kelly. Morgan. Short on her attempt. Blair. for three. Connects. As Flackenberg brings it up the court. Over to Flackenberg. 5:40 to go, 43-8. And it's picked off by Blair. Fast break. She'll go up for two, and it's in. There is a timeout. Full timeout called by the Generals. I'll step aside for a quick 30. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Fayetteville fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical, proud partner of the Fayetteville Sports Network, has delivered championship-level comfort across Alabama for over 60 years. When you want all-star service and a team that truly cares, Brown is your MVP. Call 205-44-BROWN or visit brownheatingandcooling.com for savings.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
5:24 to go in the fourth quarter, 45-8. The Lady Wolves lead the Autauga Academy Lady Generals. And Generals with the basketball. Off the timeout, as Flackenberg will inbound it to her sister, and she'll bring it up the court.
The Wolves.
Over to Flackenberg. To D'Amata, picked off by Kelly, and she'll bring it up the court. And the shot attempt blocked by Flackenberg. And another mass substitution for the Lady Wolves. As Chrysler, Morris, McGinnis, Manus, and McDonald, the five on the floor for the Lady Wolves. As the Generals bring it up the court.
Back up a little bit, Hanley.
Well, she is trapped by McGinnis, but she'll work her way out of it. And she'll put up a three attempt, does Flackenberg, and it's off the mark, rebounded by Manus. And the Lady Wolves will bring it up the floor. Over to Morris, puts up a three attempt off the mark. And the Generals will bring it up on a fast break from Flackenberg. And she'll put it up, and there's two. So McGinnis will bring it up the floor. Over to Morris. And McGinnis will put it up, and she'll get two. And 3:30 to go, 47-10, Lady Wolves lead. Don't forget, after this one, you can catch the varsity boys taking on the Autauga Academy Generals, as the Lady Generals are just working out some clock here. It'll be off of a Lady Wolf as it goes all the way down the court. And Flackenberg will retain, and she'll bring it up the floor. Over to Moss, back to Flackenberg. Almost picked off by McGinnis, but Flackenberg will retain. And she'll work her way into the paint. Stolen by Morris. And McGinnis will bring it up the floor.
Hold up.
Over to Morris. She'll put it up off the mark. Rebound. McGinnis, and it'll be a jump ball, and it'll go to the Generals. That's a full timeout called by the Lady Generals. I'm going to take another one, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Two minutes, 12 seconds to go in this one. 47-10, the Fayetteville Lady Wolves lead the Autauga Academy Lady Generals. And it'll be general basketball out of the timeout. As the Flackenbergs get ready to inbound it, they'll bring it up the floor.
Back up, Henry.
Flackenberg brings it up. Over to Moss. Tries to find somebody open. It'll be Flackenberg. Over to D'Amata. And she'll go up for two, and she's fouled by Molly Chrysler. She'll put up first, and it's off the mark. And misses the second. Rebound by D'Amata. She'll put it up off the mark. Puts it back up on the rebound, and it's a jump ball. And it'll go to the Generals. It's a jump ball. Again, running clock inside of a minute.
Go, get the ball!
And Bullard brings it up the court. And they're going to say she double dribbled. Seconds to go. Clock is running. And this one is pretty much said and done. Over to Flackenberg. Tries to put up a shot off the mark. Rebound Manus. She'll bring it up the floor. And over to Morris. And she'll shoot a volleyball line three off the mark. Over to Manus. She'll put up a three. And it's in. And that'll be the end of this one. So 50-10, the final in this one.